I was thinking of the same line, that what is it that Gaius should do while he's waiting for John, or if John never came? He says, if I come. He said at the end of the letter, he said, I hope to come shortly. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But what is Gaius to do in this circumstance? And one point is, do not follow, do not imitate, that word's the word, that which is evil. The Lord Jesus told the parable about the man who owed a great amount, and he said, have patience with me and I'll pay everything. And instead of having patience, the one who to whom the money was owed forgave him everything instead. And that one went out and found someone who owed him only a very small amount and took him by the neck and said, pay me what you owe, and would not be patient. It's very common for us, even though he had experienced mercy, he would demand something of his fellow servant. It's very easy for us when we are in a circumstance where, this is a different circumstance now, justice is not being done. God's righteousness is not being illustrated in the life of Diotrephes, that Gaius would say, I see someone I could be that way too. I'm not standing up. John doesn't tell him, stand up to Diotrephes. But it would be very common for us in our human tendencies to act this way with someone who is perceived to be less influential than we are, and so on down the line. We're treated in a certain way. Our flesh gets stirred up, and so then we impose that on somebody else. And so the warning, the reminder, the encouragement is, don't imitate that which is evil. Don't allow that influence to become part of your characteristic. We've already seen all the characteristics that are true of Gaius and that are very very exemplary and encouraging. He was being warned, you could go that route. You could go down that road also. Don't imitate those things. God is empowering you through the Spirit of God to follow, to imitate that which is good. And there's something else that is not mentioned at all, but I think it's worth noticing. And that is that John did not say, Gaius, Diotrephes is behaving so poorly, you should leave there, and you should start meeting with other believers, and stop meeting together with Diotrephes. He's clearly going in the wrong path. You just start meeting by yourself, or meet with a few others who are more faithful than Diotrephes. Start a new assembly. Start a new gathering. And get yourself out of there. This is not what is done either. What is going to be done is, the matter will be dealt with when the Apostle John comes. Or we might say it for ourselves, God will take care of his own people. And the matter should be dealt with. It's not going to be ignored. But it's not going to be helped if Gaius decides that I'm just going to leave. In fact, what would happen then? Demetrius, who is faithful, would be abandoned. Gaius and Demetrius could encourage one another in a very difficult situation, expecting that the Lord would deal with a difficult situation. We may know believers. We may be sometimes believers who our opinion is the final word. We know the thing that we should do. Sometimes God gives responsibilities like that. The Apostle James in Acts 15, he had the final word, and it seemed good to everyone. It was obvious. It was the Lord speaking through him. So there are times when God uses his people that way. But these things are not just from a bygone century. These are our tendencies. And what Gaius would do in response, this was also his opportunity to bring honor to the Lord. There were bad ways to respond, but there were God-honoring ways to respond as well.
Yeah. In connection to this, brethren, if we just go back to the Old Testament, like during the time of David, always, as Brother Emil said, number one, and John said, number one is always Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. And there is no number two, no number three. We are equally all our brethren. But in the Old Testament, we see David was number one, who typifies Lord Jesus. But there was one man who always wanted to be number one, Joab. And he had many, many, many times to win the victory. along with David. But he had so much presence, but still, David was tired of the sons of Jeruiah. It is said in the scripture, I am tired of the sons of Jeruiah. So when the throne was handed over to his son Solomon, then he reminded, David reminded of their characters to Solomon. See, these two people.
Yes.
So when Solomon came to the throne, they were judged.
Yeah. I think it's...
I don't know, brethren, sometime we, the brethren in the assembly, when there would come such character sort of, like bad people, then sometime I think, though we have resources like scripture and the Spirit of God, but always there is tendency of talking about minority and majority, this and that, and we might not be able to deal that element. But though it is invested to the assembly, but I believe if we fail, as Brother Jack has already told, that the candlestick will be removed if we not maintain what is right of the Lord. So, but I'm sure that when God will come in so many glory, I don't know, it has to do with Israel, but still, I think he will settle that problem. But if brethren has any thought in connection to this, it would be so nice to know more.
Today, when someone who would begin to take a position of preeminence like Diotrephes in a negative way, we have a very simple verse that we could challenge them with. What came the word of God to you only? And the answer is no. We all have that place. But we could challenge someone who was rising in a wrong way. And you're not the only one who has the word. There's a whole lot of others who do.
See, in spite of...
Brethren, can I say something? This brother has been trying to lead us into something for a few times. So, Brother Mark, there's 15 minutes. It's up to you how you want to help us here.
I just want to make one remark, if I may. In spite of this condition in this church, people like Diotrephes, but we see that people like Gaius and Demetrius faithfully serving the Lord. They're holding fast to the faith. So I think that should encourage us in these last days.
The